Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are listening to the English program by the Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. You can also listen to us by using online streaming platforms, namely our website voanews.id and the application RRI Digital. Today, I'm Steve, will be in here with you with a lot of things coming from Indonesia. So make sure to buckle up and we will start with the news. Here's the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto calls Indonesia's 1945 constitution concise yet very clear. Indonesian accelerates target for resolving waste problems, including plastic. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia's 1945 constitution is very concise and also clear. More detail by Rama Shidki.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto praised the country's 1945 constitution on its anniversary, calling it concise yet very clear. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno conveyed this at the commemoration of Constitution Day and the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's Parliament, People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, in Jakarta on Monday, August 18th. Representing the President, Pratikno added that Prabowo also honored the nation's founding fathers who drafted the Constitution, such as Indonesia's first President and Vice President, Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta.
Bahwa Presiden juga menegaskan bahwa Bung Karno, Bung Hatta, dan para tokoh
generasi. The President emphasized that Bung Karno, Bung Hatta, and the figures of the 1945 generation were exceptional leaders. They were the architects of independence, designing a constitution that is not too long, yet explicit and clear. That document is the 1945 constitution.
Dan jelas. Dokumen itu adalah Undang-Undang Dasar 1945.
Pratikno also recalled Prabowo's state address on Friday, August 15, when he praised the 1945 Constitution as a framework that remains relevant, powerful, practical, and applicable. The 1945 Constitution was officially adopted on August 18, 1945, by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, PPKI. It has since undergone 4 amendments, the last of which was ratified in 2002. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Still related to the Constitution Day, the chairman of Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, urges the nation to reclaim the Constitution's spirit. More detail by Anissa.
Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, emphasized the profound significance of the Constitution as a true reflection of the nation's spirit and aspiration rather than merely a formal legal document. In his address at the commemoration of Constitution Day and the 80th anniversary of the Assembly in Jakarta on Monday, 18 August, he drew upon the foundational thoughts of one of the nation's founding fathers, Muhammad Yamin, to elaborate on the Constitution's essential meaning and spirit.
Muhammad Yamin once stated that the proclamation and the constitution are two inseparable entities. For him, the proclamation of independence was a political declaration, While the Constitution serves as a foundational legal framework ensuring the people's sovereignty, Yamin also emphasized that the Constitution must embody the soul and aspiration of the sovereign Indonesian people, rather than being a mere imitation of other constitutions.
Muzani also highlighted the grave danger of reducing the constitution to a mere formality, which could lead the nation to become apathetic towards its own fundamental law.
In the course of our nation's journey, we must not become complacent, as we are frequently confronted with the temptation to disregard the Constitution itself. This attitude emerges when the Constitution's noble norms are reduced into a mere formalism.
Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Environment has accelerated the target for resolving waste problems, including plastic, from 2030 to 2029, in line with the National Medium-Term Development Plan. Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Narafik, after attending the postgraduate student orientation at Brawijaya University in Malang on August the 18th, explained that almost all cities in Indonesia are still below national waste management standard and more detail. We should say, therefore, the government has stopped plastic waste imports and will require producers to take responsibility for packaging their produce. As a solution, the government is encouraging the use of refuse-derived fuel or RDF technology to convert non-recyclable household waste into environmentally friendly alternative energy. In addition, a waste-to-energy policy is being prepared for regions with a large waste volumes, reaching up to 1,000 tons per day.
Because waste to energy should be the last resort, as it carries many risks, starting from financing, which requires a considerable amount of funding. Therefore, my suggestion is that waste to energy should only be the final option when waste reaches a crisis level, such as in Bantar Gebang, Jakarta. RDF is the most logical methodological choice, and that's why we are pushing for medium-scale waste to be directed toward building RDF facilities in all sectors.
He further explained the visit to Brawijaya University emphasized the role of academics in supporting science-based environmental policies, where most of the ministry's policies, including monitoring and law enforcement, are grounded in academic studies. Previously, the Ministry of Environment, together with the Indonesian Rectors Forum, attended by 41 university rectors from various regions, signed an MOU to strengthen cooperation in supporting sustainable science-based environmental policies. This news brought to you by the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government is stepping up efforts to strengthen student research. A new strategic research fund has been allocated to support projects that meet national and industrial needs. Ofra has the detail.
Kami menjadi dana riset strategis. Artinya tidak dibuka terserah mau proposalnya apa, tetapi kita melihat kebutuhan negara dan kebutuhan industri. Kebutuhan dari industri itu kita petakan.
The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology emphasized the importance of research in shaping student character. To support this, the government is also working with various partners to fund research. The Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Stella Christie, disclosed it during her remarks at Malang State University, East Java, on Monday. The research fund I mentioned earlier worth 1.8 trillion rupiah from our partners, and the Education Endowment Fund is channeled through the Ministry of Education and Technology as a strategic research fund. This means it is not open to just any proposal. Instead, we map the needs of the country and industry that invite university researchers to submit proposals that match those priorities. Furthermore, Deputy Minister Stella Christie explained that one proposed scheme is co-funding, where 85% of research costs are covered by the ministry and 15% by private or industrial partners. This year, 1.8 trillion rupiah, or about $111 million of strategic research funds have been allocated, focusing on addressing the needs of both industry and the nations. With this step, research in Indonesia is expected to not only be of higher quality, but also more relevant to real challenges on the ground. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia launched National Numeracy Movement to boost children numeracy skill. More detail by Dika.
Pada hari ini, saya luncurkan gerakan numerasi nasional.
Indonesia's Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education launched a new initiative in national education at Meruya 04 Primary School in Jakarta on Tuesday to tackle a significant challenge facing the nation's youth, which is a need to strengthen numeracy skills. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Mukti emphasized that numeracy is a core building block for a stronger future generation. He linked this movement directly to national educational priorities and the broader vision of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mudah-mudahan menjadi gerakan bersama.
Hopefully, it will become a joint movement that is not only organized at school, but also at home. Therefore, we also need parents to familiarize children with numeracy. Learning is not limited to school, but can also be done at home.
Meanwhile, Director General of Teachers Education Personnel and Teacher Education Nunuk Suryani highlighted that numeracy is a foundational skill for life and a necessary tool for facing modern challenges.
For this reason, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education took the initiative to launch the National Numeracy Movement, which is a strategic initiative aimed at improving students' analytical numeracy skills and fostering a culture of critical thinking in students and all levels of Indonesian society.
Nunuk Suryani pointed out that there are still significant hurdles to overcome, including improving teacher competence and public awareness. To address these issues, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has launched a holistic grassroots campaign hoping to empower the entire community. Dika Dayan Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The existence of orangutan must be protected continuously. Mostly, the habitat of orangutan is in Sumatra Island. Rizka has the detail.
Conserving orangutan is important because it's currently threatened by illegal wildlife trade and land conversion. Said by Batang Toru Program Manager of Conservasi Indonesia, Tony Latuparisa, to RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. This year's theme is Love for Orangutans, Protect and Docile, chosen to raise public awareness about the threat to the declining population of this endemic species. Doni also explained that Indonesia has 3 species of orangutans whose numbers are now less than 800 individuals. These include the Bornean orangutan, the Sumatran orangutan, and the Tapanuli orangutan.
In my opinion, the biggest threat is indeed land conversion. And we know that in North Sumatra in 2017, specifically at the end of 2017, a species was released with a population of less than 800 individuals. And this is becoming increasingly fragmented because of land conversion in its ecosystem or habitat.
Doni also said that since 2016, Conservasi Indonesia has been involved in orangutan protection programs in North Sumatra. Through collaboration with local governments and non-governmental organizations, these programs include sustainable forest management, ecosystem area protection, and capacity building for communities around orangutan habitat.
Kegiatan konservasi bersama pemerintah, termasuk kalau di program saya sendiri di Sumatera Utara, kita sudah mendukung pemerintah provinsi Sumatera Utara dalam.
We have brought down the North Sumatra provincial government in terms of improving or managing the average management rate sustainable forest management through initiatives such as building collaboration in management and protecting system locations, then through what we call capacity building for forest area managers.
Moreover, Doni further explained that Conservasi Indonesia also promotes public education through environmental awareness campaigns in schools, communities, and social media. Doni hopes that the commemoration of World Orangutan Day can foster a sense of shared love and responsibility for conserving this animal, which is one of Indonesia's biodiversity symbols. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia. And following up the last news related to orangutan, here is the commentary from the Voice of Indonesia titled Protecting Orangutans, Protecting the Earth by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
World Orangutan Day is celebrated today, August 19th. This is not just an annual ceremony, but an urgent call to action in the face of dwindling tropical forests. Orangutans, endemic to Kalimantan and Sumatra, Indonesia, are increasingly threatened by deforestation, poaching, forest fires, and the increasingly severe impacts of climate change. Some still believe that animal conservation can wait because the economy must come first. However, the reality is quite the opposite. The forests that are home to orangutans are a life support system, absorbing carbon, maintaining water balance, and preventing ecological disasters. When forest disappears, humans are also threatened. Orangutans are not just unique to Indonesia, but part of the world's natural heritage. Protecting orangutans means maintaining the connectivity of an interconnected global ecosystem. From Indonesia, we voice our hope that development and conservation can go hand in hand. With commitment, sustainable policies, and global support, conservation can become a new nature-based economic force. Let's act together. Saving orangutans is saving our shared future. Because if waters are safe,
we're going to Indonesia, the freedom of I'm Paul Lucy. Living in the moment, but you will see. Messy for me, can't see from me. Lucy's gonna watch me until that I see. Now, apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah, kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekaman ekspresi gelisah. Tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, let us pray.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia, to the world.
Berdua saling menatap malu. Bagaikan tinta di lembar baru.
And Osvaldo Rio with Bersama Mu Bahagia, or with you happy. And of course, with the voice of Indonesia, we'll try to make you happy. And next, we'll bring you to some place called Tukat Cepung Waterfall in Indonesian Wonder.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Bali, the tourist destination choices, which is not only the beaches. Bali also has wonderful waterfalls. One of them is called Tukat Cepung Waterfall. This waterfall offers a unique and captivating views because the water flows from the top of the cave. It is located in Penida Kelot Village, Bangli Regency, and is within Dalam Penida Kelot Temple. From the center of Denpasar, Tukat Cepung can be reached by an hour and 20 minutes drive, or around 40 kilometers. To enter Tukat Cepung Waterfall, it costs 30,000 rupiah, or about $2 per pax. This waterfall is considered as hidden waterfalls because it takes around 20 minutes walk. Tukat Cepung Waterfall is located within canyon flanked by rocky cliffs. So to see this waterfall, you must enter the cave first. This waterfall has 15 meters of height and located under the cave. The depth of the water is not so deep, only around 30 centimeters, so it's safe to play water underneath. Listeners, besides enjoying the freshness of Tukat Cepung Waterfall, don't forget to capture the beauty of this waterfall. There are many photo spots there. One of the spots that often chosen is at the large rock covered with moss. It's because the sunlight shines directly from above, so it looks exotic. It's recommended to come at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Indonesia time. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
kagumi indah wahai jelita. Tak dapat lagi ku ucap kata, bisuku diam terpesona. Dan andai suatu hari kau jadi milikku, tak akan ku lepas dirimu, oh kasih. Dan bila waktu mengizinkan ku untuk menunggu dirimu, berjalannya waktu, akhirnya kita berdua bertemu. Oh, diriku tersipu malu melihat sikapmu yang lucu. Andai suatu hari kau jadi milikku, takkan ku lepas dirimu kasih. Kalau waktu mengizinkanku menunggu
you're still tuned to Edit World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'd like to thank you for all of you who is listening to the Voice of Indonesia by using Edit Digital mobile app. And you can also enjoy not only Voice of Indonesia, but also all programs of RRI stations from across Indonesia, including your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest news video. You can also immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah. Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena
Thank you.
In a moment, you'll be listening to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia about di desa budaya suku Dayak or in Dayak tribe cultural village. Stay tuned on Edible Service Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and a resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak. Which means Dayak tribe. Wanita. Wanita. Which means woman. Cantik. Cantik. Which means beautiful. Anak muda. Anak muda. Which means young man or young woman. Tradisi. Tradisi. Which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear the statement, wow. Wow. Banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow. Banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow. Wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at a number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now, let's listen to other example of the use of interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur Temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, a woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
In today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Putri Kacamayang by Ernie Rashid. The song was composed by Husni Tamrin. Its lyrics tell about Putri Kacamayang, the beautiful princess of King Gasip. Gasip Kingdom was one of kingdoms in Sumatra in 14th century. The beauty of Putri Kacamayang made the king of Aceh kidnap her after his proposal to marry her was rejected by King Gasip. After refusing to get married and successfully returning home, Putri Kacamayang suffered serious illness and eventually died. After his daughter died, King Gasip was very sad and chose to leave the throne and retreat to Mount Ledang, Malacca. Commander Gimpam, who also inherited the royal throne, didn't want to continue the Gasip kingdom and chose to open a new village, which is believed to be the forerunner of today's Pekanbaru City, Indonesia. Well, listener, here is the song Putri Kacamayang by Ernie Rashid. So, happy listening.
That's it, listener, from the English service from the Voice of Indonesia. And more from us is still available on 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and also our website, voinews.id, and the application at RRE Digital, available on Android and also iOS. Leave some comments and questions to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. And get intimate with us by using the WhatsApp number +62821-2381-2130. Once again, +62821-2381-2130. And more content from the Voice of Indonesia is available on our website on YouTube, VOI Official. So make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.